Art, fans are trained not to put much stock in spring training success, but it's hard not to notice and be excited about what the Mariners have done.
I know. This is really probably the most mysterious team the Mariners have ever come north with. There's a lot of expectation created by the desert mirage of spring training. And so I think the cynical people will always say, no, forget it. This is the Mariners. You've seen the long history of big spring training numbers come to naught. And it's all true. But when you've been a 10-year dork, you know, you really do want to see something. And so I understand that among the steely 7,000 who are still season ticket holders for the Mariners, that they have reason for optimism. This team will be better. How much better is as hard to predict as I've ever seen.
Well, they've had a club record of 55 home runs as of Wednesday, and there have been a lot of stars emerging from spring training, and there are three players who you say have to succeed to meet the modest expectations that fans have.
Right. I think the three critical players are rookie pitcher Brandon Maurer, returning vet Justin Smoke, and returning vet Jesus Montero. Starting with Maurer, he is a 22-year-old rookie that has done something that the Mariners haven't seen in 20 years. He made the leap from AA Jackson to the Major League roster. He was announced Wednesday as the number four starter. He skipped AAA ball. But at 22, he has mastered five pitches. And that is something you just don't see in a young pitcher. And the second guy is Justin Smoke. And both he and Montero share the fact that a lot of treasure in the franchise was invested in their trades. The Mariners gave up Cliff Lee to get Justin Smoke, and the Mariners gave up to get Montero Michael Pineda. So those are important people, and the Mariners gave him up, took a risk, and they have to see delivery by Justin Smoke. Now, Smoke has really been tearing it up in spring, hitting over 380, a lot of power. He seems to have corrected his batting stroke, and he's also applied himself mentally like no one's seen before. And Montero has also improved, and we have to see in a major league game whether they can deliver under that kind of pressure. But those three guys are critical to success. Then this team can hit some goals.
Are you saying there's room for some hope for fans coming out of spring training?
I would say there is room for some hope. Yes, that's well put. My standard, I guess, is I would like to see this team be in contention by Labor Day. Because in the past, they've often been done by Memorial Day.
Right.
Some would say Groundhog Day, but I'm not that cynical. and then others would say, well, sometimes they make it to the 4th of July. Whoopee. You got to get to Labor Day with your team within 8 or 9 games of first place. That means something. It brings some fans back who have abandoned the Mariners, and a lot of them have abandoned the Mariners. And even if they get into contention and are in there in the final days, a lot of those fans have had their hearts broken for 10 years. They're not going to come back for a while. Sustained excellence will bring them back. And so in this case, you've got to start somewhere. You didn't hire the big free agents and didn't get the big names in the offseason. Did pick up some people who can help get them into contention.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.